Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. Right on the southwest side of Columbus, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and boy, I hope you're ready for the last Sunday of October. We'll be rolling into November here by next Sunday, and that's a great month as well, and we're excited about the month of November. A lot of good things happening in November. Thanksgiving, one of the best holidays of the year, and only one that only America really looks to God to thank Him for His goodness. So we're excited about that. This Sunday is our 20th anniversary here at Bible Baptist Church, and we look forward to celebrating that with some of the best Christians I know, the people at Bible Baptist Church. And so it's been our honor and privilege to serve here for 20 years, and if the Lord tarries, we want to continue to serve here at Bible Baptist Church. God's blessed us in tremendous ways, far, far above what we could ever think or ask. And so we're so grateful to Him. Well, listen, yesterday we started a message on I Am Blessed. It's from Ephesians chapter 1. And I hope you can get that message from yesterday, because we're building upon that message today. We covered two of the blessings yesterday from Ephesians 1. And you need to hear them. The blessing of holiness and the blessing of predestination. You say, what? Hey, you got to understand what predestination means, okay? Don't miss that broadcast. Pick it up from yesterday and you'll understand what predestination is. All right, now today we're on verse 5, and we're talking about the blessing of adoption, because He's predestinated us to the adoption of children to Jesus Christ by Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Again, it's the process of adoption. Many people have come from families where the father was either abusive or absent. Many children are growing up in homes where they're where no father in the home. And so this idea of adoption by God is pretty big. To love a birth child is kind of a no-brainer, is it not? I mean, of course you love your child that's born to you, and you don't have any problem with giving them an inheritance, putting them in the will when it comes your last will and testament. But when you choose to love someone who isn't your flesh and blood, and to give them everything that you would give your birth child, that is a wonderful and amazing thing. But God chooses to adopt people, and sometimes they don't love Him, and sometimes they rebel against Him, and yet He chooses to adopt them anyway. That's real love. That's real love. Now, God adopts them, and nothing can separate us from His love, but He says, if I need to, I will discipline you just like my own. I have expectations of you to be conformed to the image of my Son, and I won't disown you. You can always come home, and everything I have is yours. But He's received us. He's adopted us as sons. And if sons, then we're heirs. And the Bible says we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Wow! That's knowing that we'll receive everything that Jesus Christ receives. That's unbelievable. But that's the blessing of being adopted by God. The blessing of holiness, the blessing of predestination, the blessing of adoption, the blessing of redemption. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. That redemption literally means a ransom. Oh, my friend, we're captive by Satan. We're held captive, and we deserve the punishment of our sin in hell. But God paid the ransom. He paid the ransom through His only Son, Jesus Christ, and His blood that He shed on the cross. And that covers every single sin we ever committed and ever will commit. We're guilty. We're convicted. But God, as the ultimate judge, allows His Son to pay a ransom, to take the sentence of death upon Himself, even though He knows we'll reoffend. But we should be grateful, and we should be thankful that we don't want to reoffend. We don't desire to reoffend. Redemption. It's the purchase of God's favor by the death and suffering of Jesus Christ. It delivers us from the bondage of sin and the penalty for sin by violating God's law, and he pays that ransom through the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Then I have the blessing of forgiveness. The blessing of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a little different from redemption, but forgiveness is a complete forgetting that anything happened. That you'll no way, in any way, be held responsible for what you've done. No punishment or even mention of it again. God said this, your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. That's God's forgiveness. What a blessing, the forgiveness of sin. Now, God doesn't forget. He chooses not to remember. And once they're under the blood, they're gone, they're forgotten. They'll never be brought up again. If your sins are being brought up to you, it is not God. As long as you've confessed them and you've forsaken them and God's cleansed you with his blood, it's Satan that's reminding you of your sins and your past mistakes. Don't listen to him. Verse 7 also talks about the blessing of grace. According it says, to the riches of his grace. I mean, mercy and grace. Mercy protects us from the punishment, but grace wipes the offense away. Mercy can be shown without love, but grace, it's a word, we get our word charis or charismatic from, it means a gift. Mercy can be shown without joy. We're supposed to show mercy with cheerfulness, we know that. But grace includes joy and takes pleasure in us. The gift of grace is the power to live the Christian life. It's the grace of God that teaches us how to live. That's God's grace, giving us what we don't deserve, giving us more than what we deserve. God's grace forgives us, trains us, empowers us, and guides us. And that grace is through Jesus Christ, whom we have as our Savior. Then, look at verse 13. It's the blessing of being sealed. To whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This has to do with what kings did when they put their stamp on things to authenticate them. It would be a letter or a scroll, and the king would push his ring in some way, in some wax, and for the royal seal, and they'd seal that shut. And you couldn't unseal it. You couldn't undo that seal. And that's what happens when in the book of Revelation, when regards to the mark on the hand or the forehead, Satan's followers are going to have 666 or some number of man, the Bible says. But the 144,000 witnesses that Jesus is going to have of the 12 tribes of Israel, they're going to have another mark. And they won't take that mark of the beast. We know from Ephesians, the mark that Christ have, listen, the mark we have, the seal that's been given to us that cannot be broken, is the seal of the Holy Spirit. Not a physical, visible mark, but the mark of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit puts a seal of authenticity on us when we're truly born again. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So that's why once you're saved, you can't get unsaved, because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. He gives us the salvation, and he doesn't take it back. And so we're blessed to the glory of God. Not so God can glory in us. Paul said in Romans 8 that he justified, he's already glorified. Those that he justified, he's already glorified. Count the ways in which God has blessed us, and use that recollection of blessings to encourage others in times of strife or struggles, and encourage yourself. This is what we can share with others, who will in turn glorify God even more. We've received all the spiritual blessings God can give. Now we're to glorify him. And this gets back to our identity as God's image bearers. We're created in the image of God. I'm blessed, and so are you. We're blessed, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed with so many blessings in my life, but we have all spiritual blessings. I'm thankful for 20 years the Lord has blessed us and allowed us to serve him here at Bible Baptist Church. I'm blessed by my family. my wife, who's a perfect helpmeet to me, and I've served the Lord with now for 46 years, as real and genuine as they come. 3 grown children, a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, 6 grandchildren. All were in church this and will be in church Sunday. All love the Lord. All desire to please Him with their lives. Oh, my friend, I'm blessed. I'm blessed through these 20 years at Bible Baptist Church, serving wonderful, wonderful people. I'm blessed by brothers and sisters who are there through all times, including adversity. I'm blessed with those who love to serve. I'm blessed with those who love the Savior. I don't know how many more years the Lord will give me to serve Him. But whether He takes me by death or He returns for me in the rapture, I'm blessed to serve with the people at Bible Baptist Church. Until that day, I'm going to live every moment. I'm going to live every day conscious of the fact I am blessed. I hope you will too. What blessings are found in Ephesians chapter 1? Well, I hope you realize how blessed you are and how good God has been to each one of us. He's surely been. He's a good God who does good things for each of us. I hope you realize how blessed you are today. Well, as I said, we're looking forward to a celebration Sunday of 20 years here, serving with the wonderful people at Bible Baptist Church. And hope you can join us. We'll have a wonderful time together on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, and we're excited about that. And then rolling the calendar right into the month of November. I want to remind you, you can pick up the broadcast on the iHeartRadio app. Look under podcasts and type in Bible Baptist Church or Words to Encourage, and it should pop up there for you to subscribe to. And the same thing with the Apple Podcast, and we're on there as well. And then YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on YouTube, and our radio broadcasts get put up there shortly after they air here on the broadcast, and so you can listen there as well. And then on our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and you can pick up broadcasts there as well as services, both on YouTube and on our website. You can pick up our services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. All right, and again, just I was trying to think what I wanted to remind you of, but I just forgot it. So we'll look forward to seeing some of you on Sunday, and then the rest of us, we're going to come back Monday, Lord willing, for our broadcast. And Monday, I'm looking to see here what I want to share with you. Oh, we're going to talk about a shocking question. A shocking question come Monday, October 27th, okay? Let's finish the month well. And we look forward to the month of November. That's Turkey Dinner Sunday. And we that's on November 16th. Hope you mark your calendar for that and come out. Enjoy a nice meal with us. And again, thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And thank you for those of you who support the broadcast. We're eternally grateful for your prayers and for your financial support. Thank you so much. All right, have a wonderful Lord's Day, and then let's get back together on Monday for the broadcast. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.